kind of tell us how you were used last year, kind of like an inside receiver in Cal's offense?
Yes, I was basically playing inside receiver last year with the new coaching staff, and I had to get my weight down, and I played around 245 inside receiver, so I just did what I could to help the team basically at that position. Obviously, that's not my position that I had played in the past, so I just did what I could to help the team.
How confident are you as a blocker at your current weight? What do you want to play at?
I'm very confident as a blocker at my current weight. I mean, I played my first 2 years under Coach Tedford at 270, and I'm about 265, 262 right now. So I'm around the same weight I was when I was playing tight end, so I'm confident in my ability to block.
Being also a Cal guy, have you met Aaron Rodgers and your thoughts on being a teammate of his?
I think it's going to be a great opportunity, and I have not met Aaron Rodgers. I know one of my teammates, Jordan Rigsby, is from Chico, so I hear a lot of stories about Aaron and the time they spend together. So I'm sure it'll be a great time, and I just look forward to getting to learn a lot of things from Aaron.
Richard, going back to the way you were used last year with the new coaching staff, you obviously did with the team asked you. You said at the combine, though, that they told you that if you didn't get your weight down, you wouldn't play, right?
Right.
What weight do you think you're at your best at, and in what role do you think you're at your best at?
I think my best weight is around 260, 265, and I can pretty much do whatever the team needs me to do. Whatever contributions I can make at whatever weight is what I'll do. That's the good thing is that I can adapt to. Just like the new coaches came in and they asked me to lose weight or else I wasn't going to play, so that's exactly what I did. I lost the weight and I played in offense. So that's all I can really do is whatever the coaches asked me to do, that's all I can do.
Richard, why did you decide to declare early and not do your senior year?
I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into that. The coaching change, obviously they didn't have tight ends in the offense, and the system was just different for me. And coming from Coach Tedford's system, obviously a pro-style offense, and it was just a lot of things to learn about playing tight end my first 2 years, and my last year playing receiver, it was very different, and I really liked playing tight end, and I knew that's where I was going to be playing at the next level if I got the opportunity, so I wanted to move on and continue learning about playing tight end and all the little details of blocking and route running and things like that from the tight end position that I didn't get this past year because of the offense switch.
Richard, how much interaction did you have with the Packers, whether it was at the scouting combine or your pro day, up until today?
Not that much. I had an interview with them at the combine, and I thought it went well, and that was pretty much the extent of my contact, besides them calling and asking for my number to make sure it was correct for draft day. That was pretty much it. So I don't know. I was really excited when I got the call, and I'm just excited to get there.
What was it like growing up as a kid and moving to here, there, and everywhere all the time, that kind of that nomadic lifestyle?
It's I think it's a little bit different. I don't know. But I also think it helps you because, you know, my dad's a football coach. I get to move around, meet new people. I'm not staying in the same place all the time. I've obviously come across paths with people that have lived in the same place forever. And I just think that moving around really helps you out culturally, fit in with different groups of people, and you learn about different cultures and what's accepted in some places and what's not accepted in other places. And that really helps, just basically being able to adapt to any situation that you're in.
Do you feel like you have a higher football IQ because you're the son of a coach?
I don't know if I have a higher football IQ because I just think that's based on how much you study film and how much you love the game. I don't think your dad being a coach has to do with that. Obviously, it contributes a little bit, but I think my uncle being a coach and my cousins playing and everybody in my family being an athlete pretty much, that really helps because that just puts me around the game more. And I don't know, it just makes you want to. It makes you want to study the game.
Couple more.
As a kid growing up in the backyard, was he catching the ball? Was he throwing the ball? Was he knocking people over?
I personally threw the ball. I threw the ball all the time. I played baseball growing up, and my uncles played baseball, and my mom's side of the family was all baseball. So I grew up playing baseball and throwing the ball around. And I always thought if I played football, I'd play quarterback, but that never worked out.
I think we're contractually obligated to ask you about the play, since I'm sure you get asked about it all the time. You mentioned at the combine you never watched the play with your dad. You've seen it a bunch, but you've never actually watched it with him?
Yeah, I actually don't think I've ever watched the play with my dad sitting next to me.
When you do watch it and you see your dad with the laterals and everything else, what do you think about the play? What memories do you have of watching it or seeing it the first time, whatever it might be?
When I look at it, it's just weird to me because it's my dad, and I don't know how people feel about their dad, but I just don't, like, I can never see my dad playing because he's old now. He's not that old, but he's older. So it's just weird. It's weird to see my dad actually playing because I was watching the Pac-12 Network, and I saw they had a replay of the whole game. So me and one of my teammates were watching it and looking to see how my dad was playing and who we compared him to on our team and things like that. Because my dad likes to talk a lot about how they were more physical than us back in the day. And so it's just a fun comparing tool when you can see games on TV and stuff like that.
Did you end up at Cal because of your dad, or did you have other college options? How'd that play out?
I ended up at Cal mostly because my family is all from the Bay Area. My dad obviously went here, and I just felt like it was the best family environment for me. And I was on the East Coast before for high school, so I want to get back to the warm weather. But, you know, I really don't have a problem with cold weather. It's just I like Cal, and I saw a lot of potential in it, and that's why I chose to come here.
Last one.
What's a dangerous tight end in today's game, do you?
I think a dangerous tight end in today's game is someone that can do everything. You see people being very good at catching passes and running routes, and then you see people that are really good at blocking. And you rarely see people that can do both. So I think that's what everyone's looking for, is that person that can come in and do both for you. Obviously, if you can do one thing better than the other, you should play to your strength. But if you can come in and contribute in little ways and do and block really well and catch the ball really well, then I think that's the package you can do.